Today is Monday, July 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Ginger Snap Day. That's a cookie. It's also National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day, National U.S. Postage Stamp Day, and lastly, National Postal Workers Day, or Postal Worker Day, even. So this week is going to be partially pre-recorded. Well, today is really the only day that's not, air quotes, pre-recorded. Because I'm going to record all of these episodes on Sunday. Because Mark and I are getting ready to go on our big trip. And I want to go ahead and record all week. But, you know, I have things to do. We're leaving Wednesday, but I have a haircut on Tuesday. So that'll take up my full day. And Monday, I'm going to be doing things to prep because Tuesday I'm gone driving to St. Louis all day long, St. Louis and back. And then Wednesday we're leaving. And there's so much to do. Like, I need to mow the lawn Wednesday morning because we're going to be gone for 10 days, almost 2 weeks. And I don't want our lawn to be looking crazy. I don't want the HOA Association to be all like, you're getting a fine because your grass is too... They probably won't, because I just... Some of the things my neighbors do, I don't know that not mowing my lawn, being, you know, 4 or 5 days late mowing my lawn, because I did mow already this weekend. I don't know that that's going to be worthy of anything like that, but... Alrighty, so let's jump right in, if we can, and we will talk about the weekend. So on Friday, as per usual, we recorded the mix, and I just want to say something right now. Maybe in my subconscious, there are parts of me that are a little bit judgmental of, you know, people for various reasons. And I'm lucky to be in a position and a job where, you know, that I don't really enjoy, as you guys know by this point, but that makes good enough money that, you know, our two incomes together, we can afford a nice home and we can afford to go on trips and we can afford to do all those things. And I realize I made a statement last week talking about, oh, I drove up to the dog sitter's home and it was just not a nice house or whatever. And I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or come across as better than anyone, because I really don't think that I'm better than anyone else. I'm trying to be hyperbolic, and, you know, being judgmental can be funny. You know, a lot of comedians. So anyway, I just want to say, if it offended anyone, there was no offense intended. And if people weren't, please feel free to text me and tell me I'm a horrible person and never say anything like that again. But it was all in jest. It was all in jest. And I'm sure she's a wonderful person. And her house wasn't. It wouldn't matter if it was horrible, but it was just a story that I was telling, but I feel like I should mention that. So Friday we recorded the mix, and I'm trying to think Friday evening what we ate. I didn't feel like, oh, here's something that we can talk about. I didn't feel like cooking Friday. And I've been doing well on my diet, and I've been staying on point on my calories, even if I'm not eating healthily. Although when Daniel and I talked about it, he said, well, healthy is relative, because if you say healthy to me, I think keto. And if you say healthy to someone else, they may think something else. You know, and when I say healthy, I'm thinking of a balanced diet with a moderate amount of meat, a moderate amount of fat, a moderate amount of calories, also that includes some fiber and some vegetation of some sort, you know, lean meats preferably. And I guess that is true, because Daniel, when he thinks healthy, he thinks a big slab of meat and no carbs, basically. A big slab of meat with butter all over it. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I believe the jury is still out on what the healthiest diet might be. So there could be different versions of healthy. It's true. But fast food is not generally on that list. So what I'm saying is, I'm counting calories, I'm losing weight, I'm doing a good job in losing weight and getting to a weight that I'm happier with. But I'm not always doing that in the most healthy fashion. Because I think we can all agree, even if we can't agree whether keto or Mediterranean or other types of diets, which one is the healthiest or which one is air quotes healthy, I think we can all agree that fast food is not healthy. For the most part, you can find things like a salad or grilled chicken or things of those nature at fast food places. Even those probably have preservatives and things that you probably shouldn't be eating. All of that to say, dear listener, is to say, I ate Taco Bell Friday. And I stayed within my calories. In fact, I still had calories left over to have a little snack after the mix. And, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because Taco Bell tries the craziest, weirdest things. And I guess it works because these novelty items, people want to try them because they're thinking, oh my gosh, what is this crazy thing that Taco Bell has tried? I must try it and see if it's any good. And so we went to Taco Bell, and I always get a Mexican pizza, and then I get one or two tacos, like a crunchy taco and a soft taco. That way I have a couple of different textures. I have a softer texture, I have a crunchy texture, and I just love Mexican pizza. So, and I didn't eat lunch on Friday, so I had saved my calories for a splurge meal, so to speak. They have something for a limited time at Taco Bell called Big Cheez-It. And they have a Big Cheez-It tostada, and they have a Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme. And they have these Cheez-Its, like the boxes of Cheez-Its. If you're thinking, surely it's not a Cheez-It. Yes, it is a Cheez-It. One of those cheese crackers, but they have blown them up to be the size, almost the same size as the Mexican pizza. So I got one. Because the tostada is only 230 calories. That's not very much. It's a big, huge-ass Cheez-It. Probably 3 to 4 inches by 3 to 4 inches square, with the, you know, Taco Bell, the toppings on things are always all the same. It's seasoned ground beef, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, cheese, basically. So I got one of those. I got a Mexican pizza and I got a soft taco. And I got the Mountain Dew zero sugar. It's not Mountain Dew. What is it called? It's like it's a blue colored Mountain Dew. I can't remember what the name, but they only have it at Taco Bell from what I recall. Look, the Big Cheez-It tostada was good. And I don't know if I would get it again. I mean, it was good, but there are other things that I just want a traditional Tex-Mex style, like, you know, tacos and things like that. And this is just basically a Big Cheez-It cracker with some meat on it, but it tasted good. So anyway, we did that. We watched the finale of Bridgerton, and then I came upstairs, we recorded the mix, and I even had enough calories left over to have a little bit of a snack. And so my snack, I brought the air fryer upstairs because, I mean, who doesn't love a good air fried snack? And so I had some like a serving of French fries. I found the golden French fries, just the golden, not golden crinkle, just golden. Orida something in Oregon, Idaho and Oregon, golden French fries. They're only 90 calories per serving. So I was able to do that. And then I found these little mini corn dogs, and I put both the fries and the corn dogs in there. I made a little dip out of light mayo and a little bit of vinegar, garlic, black pepper, and salt. Anyway, it was good. I had that, watched a little bit of a show, and then went to bed. And that was my Friday. And then Saturday, In the morning, I really needed to get a lot of things done. So I needed to mow the lawn. I needed to get all of my steps in because I wanted to get that out of the way. And I also, what else did I need to do? Oh, my Peloton. I needed to get the Peloton out of the way because Mark and I had a couple of errands that we needed to run on Saturday in preparation for this trip that we're going on. And so I had a big list of things, and Mark does his long run on Saturday morning, so he was out of the house already. So I had a morning filled with exercise and stuff, but I'll pick it up tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.